Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom on the programme tonight. For the first time since they formed the Bihar government 4 years back, the alliance between Nitish Kumar and the BJP has reached the danger mark. The JDU holds a crucial decision tomorrow and they may decide to leave the BJP, eventually joining the RJD, Congress and Left to form Mahagathbandhan 2.0, a new government. If this were to happen, this would be a reverse of Kamal in Bihar. Why is Nitish thinking of doing this? Sources say that he feels that there is a conspiracy that the BJP is set to break his party in the same way as they broke the Shiv Sena in Maharashtra. But where does this leave Nitish Kumar? Where does this leave the JDU? In any new formation, the RJD under Tejasvi Yadav would without a doubt, given their performance in the assembly elections, be the dominant partner. So a lot to discuss tonight. Will there be a big decision? Khalid Anwar of the JDU joins us. Alok Vats of the BJP will be joined by my other panelists in just a few moments from now. Khalid Anwar, let me come to you first. Tomorrow, big day. Will there be a big decision?
Yes. कल जो है ना जी. जो बातें होने वाली हैं वो तो आपको 11 बजे की मीटिंग के बाद पता चलेगा. लेकिन ऐसा अभी कुछ नहीं है कि हम लोग अलायंस तोड़ने वाले हैं. इस तरह की बात विष्णु जी ने.
तो खाले जी ये बताइए, आप अलायंस से खुश है?
अलायंस से खुश है तभी सरकार चल रही है. अभी तक सरकार चल रही है और
नहीं, सरकार तो चल रही है, सरकार चलेगी वो तो दूसरी चीज है. आई एम आस्किंग यू अबाउट द अलायंस. Are you happy or unhappy with this alliance?
नहीं, alliance के अंदर बहुत सारी खट्टी मीठी चीजें होती है. कुछ अच्छी भी होती है, कुछ बुरी भी होती है. और एक साथ रहने पे बहुत सारी चीजों को बर्दाश्त करना पड़ता है. कुछ चीजें बर्दाश्त के बाहर हो जाती है, उस पर राय मशवरा भी होता है, बैठक भी होती है.
और आप लोगों ने क्या बर्दाश्त की जो आपके ख्याल से शायद बर्दाश्त नहीं करना चाहिए था?
जैसे बहुत सारी चीजें ऐसी आती हैं जो हमारी पार्टी का कमिटमेंट कुछ है. हम एक सेकुलर क्रेडेंशियल के पार्टी हैं. हमारी बहुत सारी चीजें ऐसी हैं जो भारतीय जनता पार्टी नहीं मानती है. जैसे कि तलाक बिल के मामले में हमारी बात नहीं सुनी गई. इस तरह बहुत सारी ऐसी चीजें हैं जहां हमारी नहीं सुनी जाती. इसके बावजूद हम लोग बर्दाश्त करते हैं, चलते.
आलोक जी, आर यू वरीड एट अ लार्जर लेवल की बिहार में जेडीयू पे प्रेशर है, आपके कुछ नेताओं पे प्रेशर है? जैसे हमने देखा है महाराष्ट्र में बीजेपी ने शिवसेना को तोड़ा, आपका कोई डर है कि बिहार में जेडीयू को ये ना हो जाए?
कम अगेन, बिहार में
खालिद जी बताइए.
जी नहीं विष्णु जी, देखिए एक चीज जो भारतीय जनता पार्टी के राष्ट्रीय अध्यक्ष बिहार में आए 30 और 31 तारीख को विष्णु जी, और उन्होंने बहुत सारी बातें कही. उसमें एक बात जो उनकी ये थी कि रीजनल पार्टियों का अस्तित्व नहीं बचेगा. आप रीजनल पार्टियों के जो इलाकाई पार्टियां उनके साथ मिलकर के सरकार चला रहे हैं, और इस तरह की अगर आपकी ओपिनियन है तो ये तो कान खड़े कर देती है. आपके अलायंस पार्टनर के तो कान खड़े हो जाएंगे कि भाई ये बात क्यों आ रही है कि रीजनल पार्टियों का अस्तित्व खतरे में पड़ जाएगा, रीजनल पार्टियां खत्म हो जाएंगी. तो बहरहाल कहीं ना कहीं ये बात तो चुभती भी है और इसपे रीथिंक करने का भी मसला पैदा होता है कि क्या किया जाए.
ओके खालिद साहब, जस्ट वन मिनट. आलोक वत्स, रिस्पॉन्ड टू दैट. You know, he keeps mentioning that one remark which was made by J.P. Nadda, where he said that eventually the BJP would defeat all parties. Where does this leave a party like the JDU, your alliance partner in Bihar?
Well, what Mr. Nadda said was keeping the future in mind. And his statement was quite correct. Because you see, all these parties which are parivar parties, which are political parties with caste-based alliance, they all have a short-term life, 10 years, 20 years, after that they freedom. And this we have seen with lot many parties. So, he said it in a lighter way, but he took it very seriously. And now, we should realize that the last election in Bihar, the voters voted in the name of Narendra Modi and not in the name of Nitish Kumar. Had they voted in the name of Nitish Kumar, he would have got 77 to 80 seats. Yeah. And he should have been reduced to 45
seats. All right. ओके
आप मुझे बोलने दीजिए फिर आप बोलिएगा एंड वी एज अ एल्डर ब्रदर रिस्पेक्टेड हिम एंड वी सॉर्ट ऑफ ड्रैंक इनसाइड आवर प्राइड एंड मेड हिम द चीफ मिनिस्टर एंड केप्ट गोइंग. So if he does anything wrong by ditching this alliance, he will be ditching the aspirations, hope of the people of the Bihar, for which he will never be forgiven.
Okay, Khalid sir, very strong. Nitish Kumar will never be forgiven for betraying the people of Bihar, says the BJP. How would you respond?
देखिए ये सवाल पैदा नहीं होता विष्णु जी अभी के हम अलायंस से अलग हो रहे हैं लेकिन हमें ये राइट है जनता दल यूनाइटेड को ये सोचने का कि अगर हमारे अलायंस पार्टनर ने हमारे साथ कुछ किया है उनके राष्ट्रीय अध्यक्ष ने अगर कोई बयान दिया तो क्या हम सोचे भी नहीं. और जहां तक ये बात है आलोक जी की बिहार की जनता ने नीतीश कुमार को वोट दिया है एनडीए के फेस नीतीश कुमार थे ये अलग बात है कि आपकी पार्टी को सीटें ज्यादा आई हमारी पार्टी को सीटें कम आई और ये क्यों आई इसी पे तो एनालिसिस हो रहा है और इसी पे गौर करना है. देखिए हम बिहार की जनता को धोखा नहीं देंगे और ना हम किसी पॉलिटिकल पार्टी को धोखा देने जा रहे हैं लेकिन ये मेरा राइट है कि अगर हमारे पार्टनर के राष्ट्रीय अध्यक्ष कोई ओपिनियन रखते हैं हम उसमें सोचेंगे और करेंगे.
Okay, all right. Okay, one minute. Let me introduce my other panelists. Ashutosh joins us, as does Sanjay Jha, Rohan Gupta of the Congress Party, Manisha Priyam as well, a political analyst and researcher. Let me come to you, Ashutosh. Ashutosh, analyze this for us as a journalist and political analyst. Is it essentially over? Khalid Anwar essentially says, though we wait and see, it's not broken as yet. Maybe that's his party line, but do you believe that it's now already crossed that danger mark? It's just a matter of time.
I think they have crossed the danger line. And even now, if Nitish Kumar decides to stay with the Narendra Modi, that he can stay only at being further insulted and humiliated in Bihar politics. See, let's understand this. The BJP, first of all, the Nitish Kumar has never been comfortable with Narendra Modi since 2002. But in 2013, when he was projected as a prime ministerial candidate, then he decided to switch sides and came to his old friend, Mr. Lalu Prasad Yadav. So that's a problem with Nitish Kumar. Second point is, I think Nitish Kumar also realized that in the last few years, there had been made an attempt to finish him in Bihar politics. Because BJP under Narendra Modi has been very aggressive. He has aligned with political parties to finish them, not to be a partner for coming years. The way Nitish Kumar has been treated during the assembly elections, the way Chirag Paswan was encouraged and promoted by the BJP to attack and attack on Nitish Kumar, that's a clear signal that the weakened Nitish Kumar suits Narendra Modi and the BJP. Now when the RCP Singh was likely to play as Eknath Shinde in Bihar politics, then Nitish Kumar realized that the water is flowing beyond the danger point and this is the time when they should find some other way.
Okay.
If we don't find any other way now, then that means Nitish Kumar is either bahut majboor ya phir Nitish Kumar has not left with any bargaining power.
Okay. Rohan Gupta of the Congress Party, where does the Congress stand? Is it wait and watch? Would you be welcoming, presumably, the JDU with open arms if they were to leave the BJP?
We have called meeting of our MLAs tomorrow, so we are just waiting and watching. But one very important point, we must note that for BJP, whether it is people, whether it is opponents or whether it is allies, it's always use and throw, it is always divide and rule for BJP. And nobody can trust them. If you remember, NDA was formed with more than 24 parties. And today, major of this allies of BJP, they have left them. Whether it is Akali Dal or Shiv Sena or TDP or anybody. Because as soon as you start trusting BJP, they will do something to irritate you. What happened in Bihar? I'm not here to support any party. But when you make party president, a JDU party president, a minister without consent of the CM, what is going to happen? So BJP makes sure that even if they are in alliance, they neither trust their allies or they neither allow their allies to trust them. So this is a situation in Bihar. We have to see in future what happens. But the way BJP has been moving in Indian politics, I think the future is near where nobody will be able to trust them. whether it is their allies, whether people or whether the opponents.
RCP Singh was one of the leaders who the BJP was reaching out to Alok Vats. Nitish Kumar feels that Mr. Singh was approached without consulting Nitish Kumar. And that was an example of how an attempt was being made to try and break the JDU in Bihar. So how would you respond to that? Alok Vats.
Well, it seems that RCP Singh has become the bone of contention. But I don't think he was made a minister without the consent of the CM. Had the CM not felt that he should be a minister and he could have rung up the prime minister, certainly he would have not been a minister. But yes, other things which now fall in line, which are being talked about, that maybe, you know, the way it has been portrayed that Nitish Kumar feels that there is some conspiracy going beyond it.
Alokji, the audio line is problematic. I'll come back to you in a moment as soon as we fix that. But Manisha Priyam, would you like to take that question? That the entire issue of RCP Singh, is that the trigger? Was RCP Singh likely becoming another Eknath Shinde?
No, it slightly predates that. Nitish Kumar has been uncomfortable even from the time of the elections. The fact that the JDU notched up very few seats, got into the 40s, almost just about half of what the, little above half of what the BJP got.
Yep.
In the state elections in 2020. And there was a feeling that the JDU lost a lot of seats because of the Chirag Paswan factor.
Correct.
And Nitish Kumar nursed that grudge against the BJP, that perhaps a free-floating Chirag Paswan was used as a backroom device or a backroom maneuvering. For those who know the elections very well in a granular way, in 2020, October, there was harakiri in Bihar. It was a surprise, therefore, that the BJP-JDU alliance, if you remember well, even together they were not able to come up to the majority mark. And, you know, that was something Nitish Kumar, you know, kind of nursed as a grudge. Also, for the anti-incumbency that was very rampant at that point of time against Nitish Kumar, the dominance of RCP was within his party, felt as one important reason why there was so Afsar Shahi, bureaucrat Vaad, Thana ki postings, you know, the control over the bureaucracy. So now Nitish Kumar is a man who knows how to play veto politics, but above all, he never comes and makes statements to the press. He was uncomfortable, but the last nail in the coffin was when there was an exit of Sushil Kumar Modi. Remember, Nitish Kumar was somebody who was comfortable with the BJP that was led by Arun Jaitley. The unfortunate demise of Arun Jaitley, the exit of Sushil Kumar Modi. Now, the coming in of Tarkishore Prasad this time around, it meant that he was uncomfortable in the elections, he was uncomfortable within his party, and then he was uncomfortable in governance.
Okay, now, there's a little bit something. Of news. One second. There's a little bit of news which has actually now come in, and I wanted Sanjay Jha to actually comment on this. Apparently, Amit Shah spoke to Nitish Kumar this morning. So, in as much as we feel, or it's been suggested, that the final nail in the coffin of this alliance has been struck, would you suggest that we are jumping the gun, that there are efforts by the BJP to keep this alliance together?
Well, you know, one thing is obvious, Vishnu, that Nitish Kumar is a political survivor. But, you know, there are a couple of things that are writing on the wall if you follow the BJP playbook. Look at the Shiv Sena experiment that they have done and draw a parallel to Bihar. Today, the Shiv Sena in Maharashtra, I'm talking about the United Shiv Sena, was at 56 seats and the BJP at 106, nearly double. If you look at the numbers in Bihar, the JDU is at 43 and the BJP is around 74, 75. Again, nearly double.
Yep.
What does it tell you? It tells you that the BJP's political business model has always been that you piggyback on a strong regional ally, and at some point you actually cannibalize them when you become formidable.
Right.
And that's something that Nitish Kumar is fully aware of. Now think about it, Vishnu. It will take nothing for the BJP to take 2/3 of the JDU members away and merge them in the BJP.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And I think what he's realized, Nitish Kumar, is because Mamata, I think, is not likely to be a good opposition consensus candidate, this is his last chance to still get back into the national
limelight. No, I think that's an important point. And just for the benefit of our viewers, the numbers in the ruling alliance,
The BJP 77, the JDU 45. So the JDU far short of where the BJP presently stands, very much the junior partner, at least numerically. In fact, Khaled Anwar Saab, that really is the point. Is this an existential dilemma for Nitish Kumar? Matlab, aapke paas aur koi option nahi hai, ye gadbandhan ko chhodke, JDU aur, RJD aur Congress ke saath, left ke saath, ek naya coalition banane. Aapke paas aur koi option hai?
नहीं अभी इस ऑप्शन पे और होगा नहीं होगा मुझे नहीं पता, लेकिन एक बात समझिए कि अभी हम अभी तक एनडीए अलायंस में हैं और कल तक हैं, आगे भी रहेंगे नहीं रहेंगे ये पार्टी को डिसीजन लेना है, लेकिन जो बातें आ रही हैं कि हमारे इनका इतनी सीटें हैं हमारी कम सीटें, देखिए विष्णु जी इस चीज को समझने की जरूरत है कि एनडीए को बिहार में वोट नीतीश कुमार के फेस पे मिला, वो कोई और फेस नहीं थे। यहाँ नंबर्स हमारे कम क्यों हो गए? कॉन्स्पिरेसी हुई हमारे साथ, हमारी पार्टी के साथ, हमारे वोटर्स ने दूसरी पार्टी के साथ कॉन्स्पिरेसी नहीं की, तो ये नंबर कम बेस की बात नहीं है। हमको इस पे चिंता करने की जरूरत है, हम लोग इस पे गौर करने जा रहे हैं कि भाई हम हमारी पार्टी का क्या करना है।
तो
ये नंबर कम बेस,
खालिद अनवर साहब कल शाम तक ये पक्का हो जाएगा विच वे यू आर गोइंग? कल डिसीजन तय हो जाएगा इस पे? मतलब आप मेरे प्रोग्राम कल शाम को आएंगे फिर वापस?
नहीं नहीं विष्णु जी, कल ये तय होगा कि जनता दल यूनाइटेड बिहार के लोगों की सेवा कैसे करेगी। जनता दल यूनाइटेड के लीडर्स को, जो आरसीपी सिंह जी को निकाला गया है, उन्होंने जो साजिश की थी उसका कैसे उसको दूर किया जाए, कैसे पार्टी को मजबूत किया जाए, और बाकी बातें जो होंगी वो आपको कल शाम को।
खालिद साहब, यू आर स्पीकिंग द लैंग्वेज ऑफ अ डिप्लोमैट, बट स्टिल वन सेकंड, संजय हैड अ पॉइंट टू मेक। संजय झा, गो अहेड।
या विष्णु, जस्ट वन पॉइंट टू मिस्टर अलोक वाट्स, बिकॉज ही वॉज गिविंग दिस बिग मॉरलिस्टिक लेक्चर दैट यदि नीतीश कुमार हमारे पार्टी को छोड़ देते हैं गठबंधन को, तो ये बिहार के आवाम का एक तरीके से अपमान होगा। वाट साहब 2017 भूल गए आप? उस समय महागठबंधन में जहां पर आरजेडी कांग्रेस एक साथ थी जेडीयू के साथ, उसमें आपने क्या किया था? आपने जनता का अपमान नहीं किया था? जरा अपनी पाखंडी राजनीति बंद कीजिए और इस बात से समझौता कर लीजिए कि आप लोगों का राजनीति जो है बहुत ही घटिया और घिनौनी है।
आलोक, व्हाट्स रिस्पॉन्ड टू दैट?
हमने जो इलेक्शन लड़ा था, द इलेक्शन वी फॉट वाज टुगेदर ऑन वन प्लैंक and we went to the public on one plank, and after that now we are splitting for some reason. So will the janta not feel that they have been this, that there has been something against them?
Humne janta mein 2017 ka aapko yaad dila raha hu,
uske baad humne janta ko 5 saal pehle ka yaad dila raha hu, and thereafter we are going to split on some issue. Will the public not feel cheated? Tell me this. What is the public fault? हम आपस में लड़ रहे हैं, we are fighting among each other.
अलोक जी, अलोक जी, मैं महाराष्ट्र में रहता हूँ, सुनिए सुनिए, मैं महाराष्ट्र में रहता हूँ, यहाँ जनता जानते हैं क्या कह रही है। हम जब एक बार वोट देते हैं, हमको वोट हम बदल नहीं सकते हैं, जिसको दे दिया, लेकिन जो हमारा विधायक को देते हैं, विधायक बदल जाता है। वो आज शिवसेना में है, कल वो बीजेपी चला गया। तो देखिए, आप ये भाषण मत दीजिए, आप लोग सिद्धांत और वसूल और आदर्श के बारे में कुछ जानते ही नहीं है।
हमसे ज्यादा तो सिद्धांत, वसूल और राष्ट्रभक्ति के बारे में कोई दूसरी पार्टी जानती ही नहीं है। आप इसलिए अभी चिड़े हुए हैं कि आपके महाराष्ट्र से लोग उधर से टहल रहे हैं। अरे आपने जितनी डिक्टेटर साइन करके चलाया वहां सरकार को, न एमएलए को, न एमपी को, न मिनिस्टर को, किसी को उधर साइकिल से मिलने की इजाजत नहीं थी। उन्होंने रिबेल कर दिया और पूरा का पूरा रिबेल कर दिया। आज उधर ठाकरे कहां खड़े हैं? उनको यही नहीं मालूम कि पूरब जाऊं कि पश्चिम जाऊं? ऐसा नहीं होता किसी पार्टी में कि सारे के सारे लोग चले गए।
ओके, वन सेकंड आलोक जी, आप सेकंड
विष्णु,
आशुतोष हैड अ पॉइंट टू मेक। आशुतोष, गो अहेड।
विष्णु
गो अहेड। आशुतोष,
विष्णु, आई थिंक द महाराष्ट्र पॉलिटिक्स एंड द वे द शिवसेना पार्टी हैज बीन ब्रोकन इनटू, आई थिंक दैट हैज स्केयर्ड द मेनी अलायंस पार्टनर्स द बीजेपी। Now, every alliance partner with the BJP is thinking whether the same thing will happen to them, whether the BJP will find another Eknath Shinde in Bihar or in other part of the country too. So I think BJP had acted recklessly in Maharashtra, and without trying to find out how subsequently it can affect the part of the BJP, affect the BJP in future. See, if you had been with a political party, I can understand that the BJP was angry with the Shiv Sena, but the Shiv Sena had been an alliance partner with the BJP for 30 years. So what if the Shiv Sena didn't ally with you and form government with somebody else? But if the BJP decided to kill that political party, to finish that off, that has scared Janata Dal United here. Because the BJP for the last 2 years had been working on to finish Janata Dal United from the landscape of Bihar.
Rohan, go ahead.
The to be blamed for this is BJP itself.
Okay, Rohan, go ahead.
The BJP, BJP has come out with new models. He was talking about public perception. Let me remind my friend that how they have broken Madhya Pradesh government. And they have tried new model in Maharashtra. They have tried new model in Karnataka. So as far as BJP is concerned, they come out with new innovations as to how to break the democracy. And that is what I think Bihar will observe, that people have seen how they have created Shinde in Maharashtra. So Bihar, it will be wait and watch game. And at the end of the day, when any party's self-respect has been crushed by BJP, even after being allied, you can imagine, Vishnu, what will happen to the opposition parties. So today, this is a situation that nobody is ready to trust BJP as far as people are concerned or allies are concerned. And we have to see in future what is going to happen.
Alok Bhatt, would you like to respond to that?
Yes. This is not true. You see, this has been toppling of governments has been taking place right since the Congress days. And now if somebody comes to this fold, they are putting allegations that we have bought them. We have put them ED and CBI ka dar paida kar diya humne. All this is just nothing like that. People want to give a steady, safe government. So they want to ally with us.
Please mind your words, Mr. Watts. You are on national TV. And you don't have to speak what is your party thinking, but you need to control your words.
No,
and basically the way BJP is going around, whether it is you are not able to win trust of any of your allies, JDU is one of your oldest allies, you have lost Shiv Sena, you have lost PDP, you have lost PDP, you have lost Akali Dal, you had 24 parties in NDA, now hardly a handful of parties are left with you because nobody will trust you. Because even if you are in alliance, you will try to break the party. You will adopt a model A, B, C.
Sir, we are
One second, Rohan.
JDU.
People have not forgotten. All right, okay. So look, I'm running out of time. One second, both of you wait. I want to go across to Manisha Priyam for one final question.
Gradually, we will not be needing any allies.
Okay.
Become stronger and stronger.
All right. Let's see what finally happens. Manisha Priyam, final question to you. You know, it's not going to be easy for Nitish Kumar to be shifting to any other alliance. The RJD is clearly going to be the dominant partner. Nitish Kumar has always valued the seat of Chief Minister. He's always valued having the position and the status that he seeks within an alliance, despite the numbers being against him in the assembly. How is this all going to sit with him when he is potentially not the Chief Minister in a new alliance in Bihar?
No. At this point of time, the one thing that will not be negotiated upon is that Nitish Kumar will remain the chairman. Left, right and center, whoever has come in the last elections, BJP has had to promise that even if we have more numbers, even after the elections, then they add more numbers. They said no, he is the chairman. So that's something that Tejaswi will have to agree to. Remember, there is also the possibility.
So Nitish Kumar will remain chief minister is what you're saying, one way or the other.
At this point of time. But there may be a larger strategy. If you see the fact that there is a maligning of RCP saying plots, lands, this means he is anticipating that if you take any anti-corruption measure or any ED type step, if the alliance shakes up and does a U-turn, then there is some preemptive action also being done internally. Whatever our colleague from BJP may have to say, there is a guest list of where the ED scanner can go, what can happen.
Okay.
Already,
Let me just ask Rohan Gupta his view on what you said. Are you going to be okay with Nitish Kumar being the chief minister? Congress doesn't have much of a say either way. But is that something that the alliance would need to decide on? Or is it a given?
We need to see what... Vishnu, I think it's too early to discuss all this. Tomorrow is a crucial day. Our MLAs are meeting tomorrow. And let us see what is going to be the future course of action. And then we'll definitely discuss this.
He will be more than happy. Some grapes will fall in his lap also.
Obviously, you can't tolerate anybody in alliance.
No, but so Ashutosh, just a quick 30 seconds on this. Is it, should one assume that Nitish Kumar, if this alliance breaks, will remain chief minister in a new alliance?
I have my doubts, Vishnu, frankly speaking. I think we can see a new chief minister.
Right from the onset, Ashutosh?
It looks like. I think because Nitish Kumar is left with very little bargaining power vis-a-vis RJD. Because if he continues with the BJP, then his future is very bleak.
Right.
And if he has to survive in the Bihar politics and the national politics, he has to not only switch side, but he has to change his role also.
Okay, I'm going to leave it over there. We're going to be discussing this, I suspect, for the next few days. Thank you all very much for being with us. A quick couple of comments on coup. Karan writes in, says, does the growing rift between the BJP and the JDU mean a split is inevitable in Bihar? Well, Amit Shah did speak to Nitish Kumar. Are we getting ahead of ourselves? We'll know at about 12 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Bibu Bose says, no one will touch Nitish with a barge pole. He's had his time. He is now a spent force. Well, we'll see. Out of time on this program. Do stay tuned. There's a lot more coming.